Up next, we got Jin Ha Jung with 3D open bowl cotton detection using unmanned aerial systems data.
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming to my presentation. I'm going to talking about how we can actually, you know, count the cotton ball from the UAV data. And before I start my presentation, I'm going to, you know, acknowledge my, you know, collaborators, you know, Dr. Yum, Chang, Will Maeda, Juan Landwar, Steve Hague, and Wayne Smith, you know, they all contribute to this project. And let me start my presentation by citing this article. This is an article from the Journal of Extension, a farm demonstration method for estimating cotton yield in the field for use by extension agent and specialist. And they say, open extension agriculture agent in the cotton belt are asked to estimate cotton yield in the field before they pick it up. And several rules of thumb exist for the existing method for yield estimation. For example, 100 bowls for 100 feet of row equals to one bale per acre. So they recognizing this counting cotton bowl is one good way of estimating yield. And but also they say that usually agents just look over the field and develop an estimate based on the look of the field and their prior experience. The problem with such estimate is that they are almost invariably wrong. An agent making estimate based on such a scientific method risk loss of credibility among their client. So, counting cotton bowl is one good way of estimating yield, but sometimes it can give you wrong information if you don't do it correct. So what's going to be scientific way of counting cotton bowl? Because I think you already have an idea from the title of my presentation. It's going to from the UAV. UAV is going to give you much more, unbiased estimate how to cut the bowls. And this is going to be, my main topic of presentation today. So UAV has been, proven to be, a very useful tool to do the high throughput phenotyping. Basically what they do is that they collect, a bunch of images, and they process it to generate orthomosaic images, and they can also generate the, the elevation model as well, so that we can get the height information out of it. And some of the information in our group, extracting is, we just, define the plot boundaries, get the canopy height, canopy cover, and canopy volume, and et cetera. And, as you can tell from the title of my presentation, one of the main topic, main phenotype that I'm going to look at in this presentation is going to be counting cotton balls. And a few years ago, I presented, this 2D counting cotton ball algorithm in this, Beltway meeting. So that is my first, attendance in cotton meetings. And basically start from the orthomosaic images like this. And what we do is, we do the binary classification to detect, where the cotton balls are. It's going to something look like this. And what we do is, we do the connected component, analysis, which means that basically we want to find this is one cotton ball, another cotton ball. We want to find the neighbor that are connected to each other. And after that one, we do then a patch size analysis, so we can count this one cotton ball, two, three, four, five, six. Now we can count them. We can count the, estimate the, diameter, area, perimeter, area, ratio, all those, other information that you can get out of it. So, one outcome of, this 2D, cotton ball counting algorithm is going to be we're going to get the number of balls out of, this, pipeline. And something like this, we're going to have, counting cotton balls, and you're going to have an estimate size, something like this. So what we did is, we applied this approach to the, 2017 data set, because when I presented, get result in 2015, we applied to the, very old, platform, which is, DJI Phantom 2, which is a 14 megapixel with a fisheye lens. So their spatial resolution was not that great. So what we did was, we now have a much better platform, and we had a, cotton trial at the, Corpus Christi location where we have a five genotype and a five, four replication. As you can see, one, two, three, four. And, those five genotype is, plenty in a, the solid row or in a skip row. And, I'm not using the green pattern, and the post-process is so that, generate the orthomosaic images and the 3D point cloud data as well. And from these, orthomosaic images, we can actually do the, cotton ball counting, as I, explained it before. And we need to have some kind of validation data set to, match then a number of cotton balls counted from UAB in the field. So what we did is, you know, that's Dr. Maeda and Andrea Maeda over here, they're spending lots of you know, time in the field and actually counting them, you know, 1,000 cotton balls in per row. So we have, you know, that, you know, very valuable information, you know, available so that we can match that number with the, you know, number of cotton balls from the UAB data set. And I've been testing, you know, two different platforms. You know, on the left, we have a DJI Phantom 4 Plus, which has, you know, 20 megapixel, and it has a 1-inch sensor. It's, you know, pretty, you know, big improvement compared to the Phantom 4. That one has 12 megapixel, but that one has a 1/2.3-inch sensor, which is, you know, very, very tiny. In the next slide, I'm going to show you, you know, comparison of sensor size. And we have another platform we have, you know, custom built, and that one has a Sony RX1 Mark II, which is, you know, full-frame camera with a 43 megapixel, you know, sensor, you know, mounted on it. And that data was collected on August 1st, you know, 2017. That was, you know, a few days before the actual harvesting. And to give you an idea of, you know, sensor size difference, this is, you know, 2.3-inch sensor, which is, you know, Phantom 4 Pro, which is, you know, 12 megapixel camera. That is, you know, relative size of the sensor that is in the Phantom 4. And Phantom 4 Pro, they have a, you know, much bigger sensor, 1-inch sensor over here, which is, you know, drawn over here. That's, you know, 20 megapixel. And this is, you know, one of the data sets that we use. And the Sony RX1 Mark II, which is, you know, full-frame camera, 43 megapixel, much bigger, you know, sensor size. So, you know, a lot of people look at this number over here, you know, 43 megapixel, 12 megapixel, and 20 megapixel. But another, you know, very important information that need to consider is, you know, what is the sensor size, because that will detect, you know, signal-to-noise ratio, and it will impact your actual image quality. And we're going to see the impact of this, you know, 20 megapixel, 1-inch sensor versus, you know, full-frame sensor in later. And when I apply this one into actual 2D ball counting results, on the x-axis you have field measured, you know, ball count, and y-axis is, you know, the number of ball count from the UAB. On the left you have, you know, the Phantom 4 Pro, and on the right you have a Sony RX1 Mark II. As you can see, like in a Phantom 4, you know, the Pro, their, you know, R-square value is, you know, close to 60. They, you know, tend to overestimate, and RX1R, they tend to underestimate, but their R-square value is, you know, pretty similar to each other. And the one point that I want to, you know, point out here is that even though number of points might be off, there might be some balls, you know, close to each other, so we might count them as one. So underestimating doesn't mean that we are not going to, actually underestimate the yield, because, you know, one ball might be counted as, then we might be counting in, you know, one ball, but then you're going to count it as in a bigger ball. So, you know, the actual estimating yield might not be affected by this underestimation or overestimation. And I think what I'm doing right now is just, you know, the one-to-one comparison, counting ball in the field and the counting ball from the UAV images. And we saw this, and one of the things that I want to point out here is that especially for this, you know, Sony sensor over there, they are doing pretty good job up to this point, and they start to, you know, saturate over here. So it almost looks like, you know, they are, you know, working up to certain level, but as, you know, the number of balls increase, you know, goes over that limit, it looks like, you know, they're, you know, saturating over there. So I just thought that, you know, there might be a better way of, you know, counting cotton balls, because one of the byproducts of, you know, structure formation is not only give you the orthomosaic images, but they also give you the 3D point cloud data set. So this is, you know, 3D point cloud visualization from the top-down view. And, you know, if you just, you know, classify them into the, you know, cotton balls, this is how it is going to look like. And when you just, you know, turn them around to the side view, this is about, you know, 30 degree, you know, they're tilted, you know, this is almost side view. And if you just, you know, classify them, you're going to see, you know, a lot of balls actually located at the, you know, lower in the canopy, which might not be visible from the, you know, automotive images. So it's not that, you know, maybe we can just, you know, do the counting cotton ball in 3D point cloud, not on auto mosaic images, to see if you can do the, you know, better counting than compared to the 2D images. So this is, you know, 3D cotton ball counting, you know, workflow. We started from the 3D point cloud. We do the, you know, binary classification of point cloud into, you know, cotton ball versus, you know, all the other objects. And what we do is, you know, we do the 3D Euclidean clustering algorithm applied to do it. So basically what it does is that, you know, cluster all the points close to each other into, you know, one cotton ball, and we can count them. And this is kind of very simplistic, you know, explanation how this 3D, Euclidean clustering algorithm works. Let's say these are all the cotton ball that's classified as a cotton ball. They're going to start from some point in the middle. They're going to find the closest neighbor to it. And if it's within some threshold, they're going to say that this is same cotton ball. They're going to keep going like this until they find normal cotton ball, normal point cloud that is within the certain threshold. And let's say they found the next closest point. Let's say this is this one. This is outside of the threshold range. Then we are going to differentiate. This is one cotton ball found, and this is going to be another cotton ball found. And we just go through all this process until we assign the the ID to all the individual point. That's how we're going to count the cotton ball. And this is going to be in a very computationally expensive process because we have 100,000 point in each plot. And finding nearest neighbor is not going to be straightforward. You have to calculate all pair distance between those. So there is a certain, the more complicated data structure that is behind, which I'm not going to explain. If you are more interested, maybe I can just talk later in the after the presentation. And this is a 3D bone counting result. This is I'm not showing the Phantom 4 result because they are bad. And you can just assume that Phantom 4, the 3D ball counting result is not any close to this one. So that is where I want to point out that this higher bigger sensor is doing much better in 3D structure measurement than the smaller sensor. And this here I'm just showing the Sony sensor 2D ball count result. This is something you saw before, and this is after we do the 3D ball counting. As you can see, that some of this in a saturated location. They're kind of a little bit, diverse, but that kind of doing a correcting job to, getting close to the one-to-one line. And their, R-square value is, getting close, and the slope is, getting close to, one-to-one line as well. So I think this is, a very preliminary result, but I think this should be, it's going to be very interesting to see. One good thing about this 3D ball counting approach is that not only we can count, cotton balls, we can also, locate them in the field, either in a lower canopy and a higher canopy, so that you can give the different weight, or as getting away from the center of the plant, we can give the different weight, so that we can use this information to yield the estimate yield later better. So that's our hope. And with that, I think I'm gonna end my presentation. I think I'm on time. Any question? Assuming that you're using a gimbal and that your gimbal is working 100% correct, then the only center pixel is going to be 100% 90 degree. As you're getting away from the center, it's going to be slant view, not an. Yeah, that's exactly how this in the 3D structure from motion works. We're taking advantage of those side view, getting away from the center point, and try to find the same point from the another image so that you can make a triangle to locate that 3D point, to calculate the location of 3D point of the same pixel.
And are you moving the gimbal? So you're simply analyzing that static image.
Yes. I mean, how do you calibrate, or?
So it's very altitude dependent.
Yes, yes. I think one thing that I want to mention is that the flying altitude dependent for was about 20 meter, and the flying altitude for the Sony was much higher. I think it's almost twice as high. But we are getting, when you look at the auto mosaic images, because Sony is much higher resolution, their spatial resolution almost the same. But if you look at the 3D point cloud, in a Sony sensor is much better than Phantom 4, even though their 2D image is almost equivalent.
Have any more questions? No, thank you.
Thank you.